State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back. It's your co-host AJ Holiday. What up?
Ew. Hey, y'all. It's me, Tam Bam. I love y'all once again this week. I do. I love you too, AJ. I don't think I tell you enough. I tell them, but I don't tell you enough. I love you so much.
I love you too. I don't like these motherfucking strangers though.
I love you more than them. I love them too though.
What's up, child? What's been going on?
Girl, I ain't do shit this weekend if that's what you're asking. Nothing. I stayed in the house because I'm going away next weekend again. So I saved my money for that. And I didn't feel like being bothered with nobody's son this weekend. So I just kind of chilled. What'd you do?
So apparently, I've been out of high school for 20 years now.
Damn,
that's an old bitch. So we had like a little pull up, some of my classmates. It was a good time. Okay, it was a really good time. Saw some people I haven't seen in a while because even though I'm in Charleston, I don't see nobody. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't. So yeah, I got to see some. Actually, one of my classmates does go to the gym with me. Other than that, I don't be seeing nobody. So it was a good time with them. We went out, went to a couple spots.
You look better than all of them, ain't it?
Of course. Okay. Let's be clear. Me and my bestie since first grade, Priscilla, of course, you know. So we be shitting on people in adolescence and adulthood, okay? So it was a good time. That's all I had going on. And shit, computer shit. I'm starting to read more, y'all. I don't know if y'all read, but
I read.
Yeah, I'm trying to read more.
So you read some books this weekend?
I was reading some stuff this weekend.
Everybody like a bitch who can read.
Look, I'm starting to read more. It's like a read better on this shit. Look.
Look at God. Won't he do it?
I can write. I write really well. You know what I'm saying? I'm a writer. But I guess that kind of goes hand in hand. It takes me a while to write because I have to really formulate my thoughts. But when I do, it's really good. So I've picked up reading a little bit more so I can get my comprehension skills and spelling skills and reading skills all together. Okay.
So what are you reading right now?
These nuts.
I'm reading this book. I'm reading a book called,
I can't tell people what I'm reading because they're going to be like, man, this bitch is the devil. Go ahead. What you reading?
Think and Grow Big is Napoleon Hill book. It's just a book about like your thoughts and manifesting and things like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm reading right now. And then I'm also reading The Art of Kama Sutra.
You a hoe. That's a whole book.
The Art of Seduction.
Oh, I read that before. I have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been reading books on magic and shit. Trying to perfect my craft a little bit better. So y'all motherfuckers better be careful.
we actually have some spells on today. So that's good.
We got some spells on.
Uh-huh. Susan Spells.
Oh, right.
But we'll get back to that. All right, let's get into stupid internet news.
Cha, cha, cha. Okay, so Rihanna finally got some shit going on.
Fenty Army. Rihanna is, assumingly, because she posted her hand on Instagram holding a football in the air, and then the NFL's Instagram page also posted that they are now the National Fenty League. So that will let us know that Rihanna is going to be doing the halftime show for this year's Super Bowl.
So Rihanna is super chunky right now after that damn baby. So I know she's about to be on a stupid ass diet, but I love how she looks.
I like her thick.
Yes, honey. I want to bite Rihanna, okay?
Oh, you gay?
No, bitch. She just looks soft.
That's the gayest shit you ever said, though.
But I don't want to bite. Like, okay, so I know lesbians really want to bite Gucci, but I meant like, she just looked like she tastes good.
Ow, that's how it starts.
Whatever.
That's how it starts, baby.
And I heard she smelled good. Like, there's videos online about how good Rihanna smells. So, yeah. I can't wait to watch halftime shit. I might fuck around and try to go to the damn Super Bowl if she performing. Yes. I want to go.
No. Me too. Let's get some tickets.
Yes, I'm down.
Let's get some men with tickets and then just be they plus one.
Period. Because I know them tickets going to be expensive if Rihanna there. They're going to be way more than they usually are.
Then Mary J. Blige passing out last year.
Starfish. I love that for Rihanna, though.
Me too. I'm happy for her.
So hopefully she got an album coming, too. That would be nice.
That would be nice if she do like a new song on the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I hope it's extra black and I hope white people be mad. It's like, y'all be happy too. Oh, let's get into Mystical. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Mystical supposedly asked his victim of sexual assault. He forced her to pray with him before he assaulted her, saying that he was going to remove the demons from her. Meanwhile, he was the demon.
He's a sexual deviant. And he probably should have never been released from prison because obviously he's a predator. I don't understand. And I just feel like, I don't know, maybe this realm promotes this type of activity. For some reason, like, evil always prevails on this side. That dude is a menace to society. And I used to love Mystical. Like, Mystical was fine as hell. Like, why you gotta take pussy? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women that would just give it to you. But we know rape is not about like somebody.
Consent.
Well, exactly. It's not about consent. It's about control and power over somebody else. Why you want to be out here stealing cookies from women, man?
It's crazy. And it's so scary.
Those type of people need to be lined up and executed. I don't really believe in corporal punishment like that. But man, he got to get the fuck up out of here. I'm sorry. And anybody like him. You got to get out of here. You just around here just ruining people's lives right quick.
Right. Don't take nobody's body from them. I hope they shake it fast on your ass in jail.
You're so stupid. Like, I had a conversation with a friend yesterday and he was almost like victim blaming, talking about, like, you know, somebody's videos on YouTube he was watching. He was like, you know, they kind of made a point because they were saying how, you know, women put themselves in dangerous positions for things to happen to them. So, yeah, we got to focus on men not raping women. Right. But also women need not put themselves. Why the fuck do I have to adjust my entire life because you don't have no self-control?
Control, right. Like,
and he was like, you know, women be walking outside at 3 o'clock in the morning. Usually those are car hoppers. Those are workers.
You should be able to walk outside at any time and be safe.
Exactly. And
not have to worry about protecting your body from some fucking predator.
Yeah. What I said to him was, listen, we got to look at the statistics of how many women, I'll just say black women in particular, right? How many black women do you think are raped just because they walk outside 3 a.m. in comparison to going on a date or visiting a man that you know and trust and being violated? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's a little bit higher than walking outside 3 o'clock in the morning. That doesn't really happen.
Right, but as much.
Yeah, it doesn't happen as much as somebody just going out with somebody and a man thinking he has, you know, all rights over your fucking body.
Disgusting.
It is. And, you know, farewell to that nigga.
Peace.
Sorry to that nigga.
Moving right along. We got to talk about it. Nia Long and how do you pronounce that gentleman's name?
It's Ime Aduku. Aduka. Aduku.
So apparently, this man that got caught cheating on Nia, ain't none of us safe, y'all.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised.
Exactly. Ain't nobody exempt from real life events. Let's be clear. Even Nia Long or Beyonce. Beyonce got cheated on too. All us done got cheated on. So Nia Long is no different. Okay? Nia Long.
Do we even think? I'm almost starting to feel like monogamy is an idea of the past and is no longer normal.
We don't even know what type of relationship these people are in. Maybe they're in a non-monogamous relationship. You just never know. What I do know is that why the fuck you can't fuck somebody outside of the Celtics? So this is the head coach of the Celtics.
That nigga be at work all the time. He ain't got time to meet bitches outside of work. That's the problem.
At least, okay, so here's the backstory, y'all. So M.A. Aduku, head coach of the Celtics, he's been put on a year-long suspension. They didn't say indefinitely, so right now he's suspended for a year from the team, right? Mm-hmm. He apparently was having an affair with the vice president of finance's wife, and then the team travel, the person like who does the travel for the team. The two, he's been having sex with these two white women.
Both of them white?
Both of them.
One of them look Hispanic.
Both of them. Listen, they ain't black. Both of them. You know, so everybody's online just feeling so bad for Nia Long and da 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 da. But let's take into consideration that Nia Long has been with this man for 10 years. They have a child together and he never married you. So, like, he's been a free agent all this time, essentially.
Technically.
Yeah.
If you ain't married, you're single.
We can't have higher standards for Nia Long than she has for herself. Because now this man's cheated and you have no way to get any benefits out of him. There's no divorce going to happen where you could take half his money.
She don't need no benefits from that nigga.
Why not?
She got everything she needs.
Does she?
She don't need it.
I know the last movie I seen her in was maybe 2 years ago now, but we're not going to act like this man doesn't have more money than Nia Long.
I don't know.
A coach of a basketball team?
NBA team.
Yes. And I believe he used to play as well. So he fine as hell. Let's be clear. Caked up.
Listen. She might not even give a fuck. It's y'all talking so much about it. Now she got to act like she give a fuck.
That's most women like, okay, yeah, you cheated. But it's the embarrassment that fucked us up. It's the embarrassment. Right. Like now in the whole world, even if she wanted to stay with him, it's almost like she has to make a choice.
She's forced.
Girl, stay with your man. You 51. I'm pretty sure this ain't the first time he's cheated. But this woman, the travel agent or whatever, she just helped her move to Boston. She assisted Nia Long.
Because it wasn't personal. Clearly, the fuck wasn't personal.
But imagine, this the motherfucker who scheduled shit for the team, right? So you probably scheduling your dick appointment with my man before you schedule me to come.
She's a help. She's a helpful hoe.
Yo,
that's the listen. At least she consider it.
No, I would beat her up. You playing in my face? That's for me. It's the respect. You know what I'm saying? It's the lack of respect.
Really? Who had it? The man or the lack of respect is her man.
Well,
she's doing her job. That's her job, right? She can't.
Your job is not to fuck with my man. You know,
her job is to schedule his shit, though, right?
Like, your job is not to schedule your pussy on his dick along with that. Okay. So we're not going to act like I always say this. Yes, the home wrecker is the motherfucker that's in the home. Yes, right. Understood. But we all know that your man cannot cheat unless there's a bitch out here willing to compete. And bitches are always willing to compete.
Damn right they are. It ain't that many niggas out here. It's scarcity.
It's plenty.
It's scarce. Good men? How many Celtics coaches you know?
Is he really good? We said, just say wealthy.
I mean,
men.
On paper.
Don't say good.
On paper, he would be a good
cat. Because he's actually a fucking slime ball. So the VP wife, she got caught up because her husband heard a conversation on the ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them shits out your fucking ring. House.
Y'all gotta watch out for the ring cameras.
Alexa, the Roomba, every time. All that shit telling on you.
The Roomba.
Roomba, like the little vacuum shit. That's the camera. And Alexa.
You got a speaker on it?
So now those things come together. Like if you order a Roomba, it kind of comes with Alexa. You can get like a package. So Alexa, you could say, Alexa, cut Roomba on or some shit like that. So Roomba is your eyes. Alexa is your fucking ears.
And the Roomba going to bump into your man while he humping a bitch.
Sweeping around his feet.
But listen, I'm sure that Nia Long's transition to that community was an easier one with that bitch's help.
Yo, I just can't.
Oh, goodness.
Why you couldn't fuck somebody else? Like, you are. So apparently this guy has a white mom, so he's biracial. So it's like, okay, whatever. He like in the middle. But I just feel like when black men get a certain like position in life, you fight to get to this position, right? You fight to get, why are you going to fuck it up like that? You know they're going to drag you. You know, I also like the articles I'm seeing online about the shit with Brett Favre and how he embezzled millions and millions of dollars. I believe this is a cover. So people not paying attention to that particular story. But on black social media, you know, we dragging this shit. With this guy. But to me, that's a bigger story. Brett Favre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're not talking about it.
Nope. Not hardly. Mm-mm. But this man, you know, simply smashing on some bitches. You would have thought that it was, you know, unconsensual sex. You would think he took some pussy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These women were willing participants. And I'm trying to figure out, were they suspended? Did they lose their jobs?
Right.
Oh, y'all just want to rape this black man across the damn coals for doing shit all men do.
And that's why I'm concerned that is monogamy natural? Because niggas is risking their whole everything for a piece of pussy on the side.
I don't know.
Is it even natural? Like, you risk your whole career, your family, everything.
It is natural, but I feel like, okay, so monogamy may not really be natural, but let's look at, and we can have a whole show on this shit, bitch. Let's look at the benefits of being in a monogamous relationship. You know, we always look at the stuff on the outside, but what's the benefits of being in a monogamous relationship? Like, black people, we talk about wealth building and generational wealth and all that. You can't do that without family. You can't do that without a husband and wife and, you know, this life y'all building around yourselves for y'all children and their children. Like, if everybody just out here...
Yeah, but you can have all of that without being monogamous.
Can you, though? You're spreading yourself thin. You have to have a lot of... I feel like non-monogamy is for rich people. It's for rich people.
These people we talking about is rich. This is rich people problems right here we talking about.
Yeah, but we got broke niggas doing the same shit. Like, y'all not good. These people have generational wealth. Or Nia Long, really. It's still separate. Yes, she has a child with him. Right. But she doesn't get any benefits if something were to happen in a relationship because they aren't married.
But her baby will.
Yeah. So if you have men out here just dropping seeds off, that's what black men like to call them. They got seeds they dropping every fucking where. You can't build shit with that. You spread thin. You don't let your dick make a slave out of you. Like, you can't take care of these children off, you know, mentally and physically and emotionally and financially. If you're not there, you can't be there for everybody. So that's why it's like... It's a plus to be monogamous. It's not a negative. What's the next? You can name some negatives with being a non-monogamous relationship, but
I can name a negative in being a monogamous relationship.
What? Tell me.
Boring, same day, over and over.
Stupid.
God damn, same stroke, 15 years, same
yeah,
stroke.
Yeah, you could trust that you ain't gonna get no STD from it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that always, we looking at them scales, okay? I need that. Anyway, y'all, listen, we got a special guest on the show today, right after the break. We have Susan Spells. She's a special person, you know, a lot of us need
come
her.
Come back and, yeah, let's hear about her. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, y'all, we're back and we have a special guest on today. Her name is Miss Susan Spells and she is a doula.
Yes.
How doula you do?
I'm doing good today. How you guys doing?
Corn. Good, good. I couldn't wait to say that. Corn. Shut up, bitch. Okay. Hey, Susan.
Hey, AJ.
All right. So the reason why I specifically wanted to bring a doula on is because I've just been seeing so much information spreaded about Black women dying at childbirth and we're not getting the same care in hospitals that, you know, our white counterparts do when it comes to giving birth. So I wanted to speak to someone who is a doula and a birthing person to get some more information for us and our listeners about what that looks like outside of traditional hospitals. So first, let me ask you this. How did you decide that you wanted to get into this particular industry?
Well, I was a preschool teacher at first. I was in college for nursing school. I always knew I wanted to be around kids, babies. So I was in school for nursing. And then I was like, I'm just going to take a break. So I took a break and I started working as a preschool teacher. And from there, it was just like, okay, this is something. I have something. My coworkers would say, oh, girl, these kids be acting up when I'm here. But when you're here, they don't be acting like this. It must be something about you, something about your energy. Something, yes. And then once I was like, okay, that's good. Then the parents started to notice and they started to show their appreciation. Their kids would call me mom and they were like, you know how kids would cry to go into the daycare. The kids wasn't doing that. They wanted to come. And then I was just, something went inside of me. It was like, okay, what can I do that I can have this experience from the start? Like from the making, supporting these parents, supporting them through pregnancy, childbirth, and even with help raising the children. So I started looking into things and I came across the word doula. Just like everybody else, I didn't know what that was. So I just started to look more into it. And around that time, a big story had came out where a woman had died in childbirth and her husband was advocating for her and starting up organizations and things like that. So that really made me get into it. It was like, well, why are we dying? You know, why are we 3 to 4 times more likely to die than the white, our white kind of counterparts? And once I started looking into that and digging into that, that made me realize, okay, this is something I need to do, especially at, I was only 21, 22 at the time. So I was like, this is definitely something I need to do for my generation, for when I have children, for my sister, for my cousins, you know, and that's really what got me started.
So, you know, for our listeners who don't know exactly what a doula is, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but tell us exactly what a doula is and what a pregnant mother could expect from a doula.
So by Google definition, a doula is like a trained professional who provides support during pregnancy, childbirth, the postpartum period. They educate you, they advocate for you, motivate you. But as for me, a doula and how I am as a doula, I'm a therapist. I'm a counselor. I'm sometimes with my moms from the moment they pee on the stick. So I'm working with them for 30 plus weeks on end. I'm there supporting their other children. I'm supporting them through every life change that happens during pregnancy. I'm supporting and educating them on things that the doctor may not ask, or supporting them with giving them resources to midwives so that they can achieve home births if they wanted to birth outside of the hospital. I give them so much love and so much support, and just cater to them throughout their whole experience, even after in the postpartum period.
So, all right, you said with midwives, what's the difference between a doula and a midwife? Is there a difference? Like
there is. So a midwife would kind of be like your OB. So when you go to the hospital and they would be your delivery doctor, that's exactly what your OB is. That's exactly what your midwife is. So your midwife, they still will do prenatal visits with you. They'll like check your urine, check the baby's position, different things like that. So they are going to be your medical provider. They're going to be there to make sure that your baby's healthy, different things like that. Versus your doula is your support. They're your labor companion. They're somebody that works with you on the ins and outs. And when you need some support at 2 a.m., hey, I'm having this pain, I'm having this thing, and I don't just want to rush to the hospital for them to turn me around, what are some things I can do? Or I'm just not happy right now in pregnancy and I just need to vent. That's what that doula is there for.
Okay.
I think a lot of times people think about, when they think about home birth, they automatically think doula, right? But how important is it for you to have a doula and a midwife if you plan on doing a home birth?
Very important. It's very important. And it can be done. It can be done without a midwife. But the importance of having that midwife is to make sure that if anything goes left, you are in a safe space and you have somebody that's knowledgeable that can help you out in a medical way. Say, for instance, if baby comes out and baby is not breathing, they are there and they have oxygen and they have things that they can do to help baby breathe again. Different things like that, where a doula cannot step out of their role as a doula and become a medical provider. So it's important to have a midwife because you just have an extra level of security, extra level of support, and just safeness.
I have a question. Have you ever had like a really hard situation with a mother? Like, what was that like? Did you have any experiences where like, damn, this bitch getting on my nerves?
Yo, like, this bitch getting on my nerves. Like, she need to calm down. I haven't. I really coach and coach my clients through what I expect. And they usually perform like when there's time to cut off that doula client relationship, like, hey, okay, we're done. You know, I can't keep calling. You can't keep calling me at 2 a.m., you know, those type of things. So those are things I established in the beginning. So at the end, I won't be like, damn, this bitch getting on my nerves.
Because that would be me, Susan. I ain't going to lie. You'd be like, Tim, you calling me, the baby is 3. What the fuck do you want?
That's why only special people are doing, right? To handle that type of shit.
Yes.
You have to have patience. You have to have a certain level of patience with people. So, do you recommend that people actually have doulas versus going to hospitals at all, like going to like regular traditional doctors? Would you recommend that all Black women just have doulas?
I would say for one, you can have a doula inside the hospital. Especially in like rural areas where there's not a lot of, you know, birthing centers and midwives in the area to come to your home birth. There is the option of having a hospital birth, but you can't have a doula inside that hospital birth. But I will recommend every Black woman to birth at home, to birth with a midwife, and to birth with a doula. Those three things period, because at the end of the day, there is something broken inside of the hospital system, the Western medicine, is something broken, and we are being fought for it.
It works, actually. It's not broken because it works.
It works.
Doing what it's supposed to do to us.
Right.
In particular.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And it definitely needs a change. So that's why I definitely recommend every Black woman, even if there isn't a chance that you cannot have a home birth in the area that you are in, hire that doula to come into the hospital with you.
And I mean, I guess when people think about having to pay for a doula or even a midwife, the amount of money you pay for a hospital birth is probably 3 to 4 times more than the money you could just put aside to, you know, finance a doula and a midwife.
Right.
You have your baby at home. Like, I would definitely have my child at home. I'm not interested in all these people in a room.
Right.
That I don't know. And don't fuck with when I'm trying to have birth. There's different type of doulas, right?
Yes.
There's not just a birthing doula. So tell us about a couple different types of doulas.
So
what a mom can expect from them.
You have a postpartum doula. And that postpartum doula usually helps
them after birth.
After birth, 3 to 6 months down the line, things like that. You have a death doula, and that's a doula that supports when a child has passed away. During the pregnancy or during the birth. You have abortion doulas who support women who would want to go have an abortion. Full spectrum doulas, they do everything. All the postpartum post the birth doula. You have fertility doulas who help women become pregnant. So there's a lot of different types of doulas depending on the need of the woman.
Okay, what type of doula are you?
I'm a birth doula and a postpartum doula.
Okay.
So I can't call you 3 years after baby been born.
That's not 3 years, but...
I am voicing your ass. You're going to get a bill in the mail.
Yeah, listen, long as you're willing to keep on paying, I will be there. I will be there.
Your bill going to be high as hell, girl.
So, all right, with doulas and midwives, let's say a woman is having a baby. She's actually in the act of having a child. Can she get an epidural or she got to have natural birth?
Not at home. Yeah, it's all natural. So that's another thing that you sign up for when you are doing a home birth. You are signing up for all natural.
You got to be a big woman.
You got to be a big, big, big girl. And I know it. I know it hurts. But that's what that doula is for. And that's why we are there to help you do different things to manage that pain. We do different positions. We put you in different things and give you different things to just help you with that pain. Because like you said, it's all natural.
Can you give me some examples of some of those things?
Yes.
Because if I'm going to need y'all to roll me up a blunt.
I've had clients ask like, hey, can I at least have some CBD? I'm like, whatever you need to do, whatever you need to do. Of course, just walking. We do curb walking. We do positions with the rebozo, which is a Mexican tool that we use for birth. Hands and knees, lunges. So it's a lot of like active little workouts. We're on the birth ball. We can get you in your bathtub. If we don't have a birth pool, we can do birth pool or bathtub exercises to help relieve that pain. TENS machines, acupressure, massages, but all types of different little things.
Y'all do acupuncture?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. When should someone hire a doula? Like, so you just find out you're pregnant. You did say you have been with some moms from the time they pee on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, when do people hire a doula?
Usually, they hire them after they get their first appointment and they find out their estimated due date.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about, all right, so let's say we're doing a natural birth. And the baby is breached. Then you just rush them to a hospital? Or like, what is that?
Because
then you almost have to go to the hospital, right?
Nope.
Or no?
Nope, that's what we're taught. You know, that's what we're taught. But with a trained midwife who knows what they're doing, they will be able to deliver that baby breech. And that's the thing. Most that we're taught that, you know, if your baby's breached up, that's it. There's no vaginal birth. There's your C-section. And not knowing there's so many different things that you can at least try to do to help get baby to turn. Also waiting, you know, they say 37 weeks, but you have a true 42 weeks to wait until your baby safely comes. So baby can slip anytime. But with that trained midwife, they will be able to deliver that baby safely, no problem.
What do you think about how, I just had a class reunion this past weekend, and one of my classmates, she's pregnant. This is her first baby. You know, we all old as fuck. Okay. So she was saying like her induced date, they already gave her an induced date for November, but her due date isn't until December. What do you think about them inducing pregnancies? Because you just said wait, right?
Right.
Wait until the baby's ready to come. Because I think it's important for the baby to come through the birth canal.
Right.
So what do you think about how doctors are quick to give Black women a lot of C-sections? I feel like they just want to scar us.
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure, you know, you aren't rushing the process.
Right. I feel like it's very selfish. And they, most of the time, I only think about themselves. They could be planning for a vacation, or they have so many women that they just want to get it knocked out, you know. So different things that comes into play with induction. Induction is not always bad, but when it's unnecessary, it can lead to a lot of interventions that we don't want to happen. So for women, especially Black women, we have to educate ourselves and understand the process of birth. And if there's no medical reason to induce, the benefits of waiting until labor naturally starts on its own.
So what's the benefits?
You allow the baby to develop their lungs more. Being able to carry full term and deliver full term is better than having a 35-week-old baby that's been induced or C-section or anything like that, because it gives them more time to just develop and grow and get all those extra benefits and nutrients that you provide through your placenta and things like that.
Yeah, because I think I read like they pick up like a certain bacteria that the baby needs that comes when coming through the birth canal that you miss when you have C-sections and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So do you think that plays a part in like, well, we said development of the baby, but maybe even having, there's a lot of children now for whatever reason that have autism, a lot of Black boys in particular,
right,
that have autism. So I wonder what the correlation between C-section and vaccination.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
mention.
All that shit got to do with, you know, what's happening with the Black boys in particular.
Yes, especially with vaccines. A lot of, we are just not educated. We're taught, oh, you got it 20 plus years ago, so it should still be safe. You have to look into those things, and it's okay to deny. Mm-hmm. They change just like the medicine on the shelf, it changes. So everything changes, and you just have to be educated to know that, you know, it may not be the same. I've definitely read and seen a lot of stories of women saying, you know, their child was normal and they was advanced and they were smart, and then they went to get their 3-year-old vaccines, and then they start to see signs of autism and signs of them decelerating. So different things like that has to show you that, okay, it must be something that we need to look more into before we just sign up because medical standard, because the school wants you to have vaccination. There's homeschooling, so there's different options, but we just have to be educated.
Do you promote like homeschooling? And I don't really want to ask your stance on vaccination, but is that something you kind of coach moms on? Like, hey, you know, how do you feel about this? Because you have influence.
Yes. Well, I do ask them. I never want to persuade them in a way that I would personally go, because at the end of the day, right, it's their child. And that's definitely what the doctors do. They're, hey, you know, you have to do this because if not, you're going to kill your baby or you're going to put your baby at risk. So I never want to be like that. So I always educate them, ask them first, hey, how do you feel about this? What do you feel about this? And then educate them. Like, I have a client, mom didn't want circumcision, but dad wanted circumcision. And they asked my personal opinion. I said I would give my son circumcised, but I also would leave it up to the dad to make that decision. Only because he's a man, he has to live with it. He knows, just like if there was a situation with us as a woman, they don't have no right. So it's up to you. Because you are a woman and whatever you say, you know, but also just communicate. But yeah, I definitely don't try to just force my opinion, but I definitely just try to guide and educate and provide resources so they can make their own choice.
What's the benefits of circumcision? Like, I'm confused about, like, why the dick came with that extra meat.
I honestly do not know. I have to do some more research on it.
It's biblical.
Yeah.
Why people get circumcised. It's some Bible shit.
Yeah. So
if the dick came that way, it should probably stay that way.
Yeah.
It takes away sensation, you know, when you cut that foreskin off. Like, it's a religious thing why babies are circumcised. Because if you look at Muslim men, a lot of them are not circumcised. Go ahead. Sorry. Susan,
no,
you said you didn't know.
I'm like, that's so true. That is definitely so true. Mm-hmm. But I know there's benefits in circumcising, but they also say there's benefits in not circumcising. And they're saying, you know, you just need to teach proper cleanliness and different things like that when you're not circumcised. But as I say, it's just a personal opinion. It's definitely a personal opinion.
Like, I don't know how true this is, but I did research it on the internet one time. I was talking about circumcision. It said that foreskin is for the man to, like, remove the previous man's sperm from the vagina.
Ew!
And that's probably why they say it smells.
It's like a suction.
Exactly.
So that means we're not supposed to be monogamous if the man is equipped to get rid of the other man's sperm.
Ew.
Right.
I think it's just about cleaning. You gotta, if you're a man and you're uncircumcised, you don't want your son to be circumcised, right? You're gonna have to teach him how to clean that thing. I think that's what it boils down to. It gets
Because I had this friend in England, and she said that her man was uncircumcised. And he would want her to suck his dick, but he would have cheesy bits.
Yeah.
Like, he would always have those cheesy bits.
Yeah, see, no. And then, I don't know.
Ew, cinnamon toast crunch dick. Yeah.
So how would you describe your doula style? Like, what are doula styles? So I'm pulling these questions from the bump. And they said, the extra doula, what is her doula style?
What's my doula style? I would say I'm a fun doula. I'm calm, very patient, very knowledgeable. I don't play. I'm very passionate about my clients. So anytime they tell me anything, I'm like on go for them, making sure that I do whatever I need to do to get them the information they need. If they're having a problem with a doctor, I'm like, hey, let them know. You know, you don't have to be scared. I motivate them to, like, no, tell them, because at the end of the day, you paying them. They not paying you, you paying them. So I would say my style is just fun, all in, and just passionate.
So it's giving Black mama style.
Yeah. And I'm young, so they probably don't expect it. And I work with, you know, a lot of women that's older than me. I'd probably be on them like a mama.
Yeah. Is there any certain type of training that you've had to have in order to, like, be certified for this?
Yes. I went through the National Black Doulas Association with Tracy Collins. She started this organization to train Black doulas, and that's who I went with for training. And I also got certified with them.
Well, that's dope. What advice would you have for a woman who wants to become a doula?
For a woman that wants to become a doula, I would say you have to have passion. Like, you really have to want to do this, because You want to see Black women thrive. You want us to be safe, and not because you personally had a bad birth experience and you want to save the Black women, or you want to save us from not having that experience. Because at the end of the day, having a doula is so beneficial, but also birth is birth, and birth is unpredictable. And there's some things that we just cannot control. So you can't go in thinking that you're going to save everybody. And you can't go in thinking like, oh, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to take all these people money, because it's not about that either. So you definitely really just have to have the passion and a real goal of why you are doing this and why you're doing this work.
Hopefully by the time I have a baby, I want to have Erica Badu.
I know. I want to work with her so bad.
I want her.
I've DM'd her on Instagram. Like, hey, I just want to sit at your feet. Like, I just want to learn from you, whatever.
I need that type of energy in the room when I have a baby.
Yes.
Have you ever had an experience where one of the women that you were working with lost the baby?
I haven't. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any like unsuccessful stories of no passing of any Black women and babies. So that I'm grateful for.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I was reading this article on, I don't know if y'all, I got this app called Medium, but I just found it real interesting. So the title of the article was A Doula's Role in a Medicalized Birth and the Danger of Glorifying Natural Birth as Ideal. And just look at the illustration. You got the white doctor and the black woman, right? So it's almost like they want to deter black women from having at-home births and just put our lives in their hands at the fucking hospital where we are more likely to die. Like, I know a couple people who have had home births. I don't know what the statistics are. And I'll probably look into it to see, you know, when women have at-home births, like, has there been any situations where the baby did pass? You know, we see people delivering the babies in the cars and all type of shit on the way to the hospital.
Right.
Even just having a baby on your back could cause, you know, issues during childbirth.
What you mean on your back?
You know, like back in the day, people would have babies in the water, just push it straight out. Like, why would you be laying on your back at this angle trying to push something out? You know what I'm saying?
Gravity.
So, squatting.
Just think about when you use the bathroom. Exactly. You don't lay on your back to use the bathroom. You're literally sitting up, squatting. Mm-hmm. Same thing when you're pushing out a baby.
Bitch, you scared. If you scared, go to the hospital.
I'm telling you.
I ain't never scared. I can't wait.
That's the thing. We should be more scared of going to the hospital these days. Like, you should feel more safe at home, especially when you have the right team. Because the hospital, they be playing games. They be playing games.
I just, you know, I've had an experience. I was pregnant before. I ended up losing a baby. But and I was like nearly 6 months. And those contractions was painful as hell. I can't imagine. Because I ended up I was scheduled to have a D&D. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. That's just
where they take the baby out because the baby was already deceased inside me. So the night before, it started happening naturally, and them contractions hurt so bad, and I couldn't imagine if that baby was full term what it would have felt like pushing that baby out full term. It was that's why I keep going because I don't know, you know, like
listen, it's a lot. Like, I just had a birth.
You got 1 foot in the grave. I believe it. Like, you really got 1 foot in the grave.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just had a birth the other day. And due to the policies with COVID, I wasn't able to be inside the room. So I was in the lobby. And I just heard my mom just screaming. She was just screaming. And when I seen her the next day, I'm like, I know you was pushing that baby out because I could hear it. She was like, yeah. She was like, I tried, but I just had to scream. I'm like, it's okay. It hurts. It hurts. So whatever works.
I wish there was like a epidula with an epidural. So sad. Oh, shit.
Y'all been watching House. Did y'all ever watch Game of Thrones? Because now they have like House of Dragons.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So it was a line on the show just recently. The guy was would be equivalent to the midwife. She was essentially saying like what did she say? Like the pregnancy and labor and stuff is like the battlefield for women. Mm-hmm. And on this particular scene, like they literally just cut this baby out of the woman.
Wow.
Just cut the baby out. Didn't give a fuck what was about to happen to her afterwards. He just wanted the king, the heir. He just wanted the son, the heir to the throne.
They both died, too.
Yeah, both of them ended up dying. So imagine, like, that's rough to think that's the type of shit women used to go through.
And to think,
still go through.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Still go through. In reality, even no matter how you birth your baby, that's all people care about when the baby comes. They care about that baby. And that's another thing why it's important to have that doula, because while family and everybody is on focused on the baby, we are focused on you, your mental health. How are you feeling after going through this battlefield? How are you feeling after pushing this baby out or having to be cut open to get your baby out? Different things like that. So it definitely still happens.
My older sister, when she had my niece, and my niece got a smart mouth now. And I know my sister be like, girl, if you knew what I went through to get your motherfucking ass here, you shut up. My sister, she's military. So she was in a military hospital, which is even like, sometimes it can be like a little crazy in there. They held her down. They held her arms and her legs. They was like, the baby's like about to die or something. I don't know exactly what the terminology was, but they held her arms and her legs and sliced her open. No anesthesia, no nothing. Just held her and cut her open. And
she Are you serious?
Yes. And she just passed out from the pain. She said, I just passed out from the pain. And they pulled the baby out.
What the
wow.
fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah. What are you talking about, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, about almost 20 years ago, about 19 years ago. They held my sister's arms and legs. They was like, hold her down. And yeah. She was like, what?
See, that goes
and they
to...
just cut her.
Yeah, that goes to how they think that Black women can just endure mm-hmm. all this fucking pain that white women can't. And we even get that type of shit from our own men. Like, white women are treated like so delicately, don't make her cry, with all this fucking care. But I feel like part of it is our fault, because we come in with this the strong black woman. Nah, y'all bitches, we not strong. No more.
Okay,
we need help. I don't want to be strong.
We need somebody.
I'm a damsel in fucking distress.
Yes. The fuck?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that. Like, how is that? That's not normal.
How is that okay? Yeah.
No.
That's what they did there.
And I wonder if that would ever happen to, a woman of another ethnic group. Like, why would they do that to a Black woman?
Mm-hmm. But she said she woke up and the baby was here.
And she was she would have been a young girl at that time too, right?
She was, in her early 20s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine women giving birth in prison, which oftentimes are Black women too. Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know if y'all know Angela Stanton. You know, a lot of people, she get a lot of hate because she's a Trump supporter, was a Trump supporter, but she's a Republican. But she had her baby in prison. And, you know, one of the things she was able to get Trump to do was, you know, make sure that women who are pregnant in prison have the proper medical attention, because she was strapped down to a bed and had her baby in jail.
Wow.
That would be something good for doulas, though.
That's what I was just thinking.
A good nonprofit. That would be a good nonprofit, and you will definitely get support. You can get some government grants, child, to, just to be a doula for the prison.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Because they need
doula.
It.
Detention doula.
Yes.
Make me sick.
Detention doula, yep.
Yes.
You need to look into that.
Because that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely would be good. If it doesn't already exist, somebody needs to definitely do that.
I wonder if that exists, because I'm thinking, I'm about to go get my certificate. I'm telling you what to do. Are you listening?
I'm about to go get my certification
and get this 501c3 popping right quick and get me some damn government grants to be giving birth in prison. Yeah, you should do that if you're not already doing it.
See, you have to be like a very patient person. Mm-hmm. I cannot be... They be like, Tammy, you need to calm the fuck down. I'm the one having the baby. Why are you so excited?
Yes.
You stressing the mama out.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it
takes special people.
You
got to be a special person for that kind of work.
Doula,
flight attendants. Mm-mm.
Yeah. One time I had a mom. She was, and this was the mother-in-law. She was like, da-da-da-da-da. Why would this happen? I'm like, listen, lady, calm down. Calm down.
That would be my mom.
I was like, calm down.
Pulling the baby out and shit.
At the end of the day, you know, y'all in the hospital, I can't go against the hospital policies, and I can't go over what their doctor is telling them. So, you know, pipe down a little bit. But you, like you said, you have to be calm, because anybody else could have been like, oh, who you talking to? Like, you're not going to talk to me like this. You don't know my job. But I was like, right. You know, I understand. I understand where you're coming from, ma'am. But let me tell you my position and what I'm here to do and what we're going to do, because this is what they hired me for. in a respectful right. way.
So most of your clients are at-home births?
It's a mixture of both. So right now I'm in the Augusta area, and I've been traveling. So I've been in Atlanta, just all little parts of Georgia, my first 2 years in business. So they've had hospital births, home births, unassisted births. So just been a mixture of all of them.
Unassisted birth. Mm-hmm. So it's just you and somebody pushing out a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I would have fainted.
And that was my first birth ever. It was an unassisted birth. I was scared as fuck. But, you know, mm-hmm. I had that energy.
I needed to be done.
And that's what happened. And I've had some more since then. But, yep, it's just me, them, and sometimes their partners. And like I said, I have to stay in my role. But in the event, if anything was to happen, I would have to like coach them on what to do and call the 911 emergency.
I imagine it's so beautiful, though.
It is.
No, I imagine.
Like, I like to watch those videos. Y'all be watching them videos?
Yes.
On Instagram and shit, I watch them.
My best friend would be watching them all the time. She was obsessed with having, she manifested her kid because she would have us in her house watching them videos all the time. And I'd be in the room like,
that's amazing.
I'm about to throw up.
Yes.
It's amazing. Like,
there's a lot going on.
That's go ahead, Tam.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, like, we should stop calling. Like, you know how men be like, oh, man, you acting pussy. Like, pussy is really strong. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right.
So find a new word.
Right.
Dick. Yeah, I was just being a dick. Yeah, exactly.
Weak ass dick. Exactly.
So I read something here about placenta encapsulation. Do you know what that is? What is it?
That's something I do. So basically, that's where we take the placenta and we steam it with herbs and things like that. Look at her face. You're like, ugh.
I want that too.
Steam it with herbs. And then we dry it out and it turns into this like hard piece of placenta. And we grind it up into powders and put it into pills, into capsules. And we give it to the mom to take postpartum. And the benefit in that is to help with milk supply. It can help with decreased feeling of postpartum depression or baby blues. It helps your uterus contract back to pre-pregnancy size, helps with iron. So all the things that it was providing to your baby in the womb, you're going to now take that and still be able to provide it to them by breastfeeding and through giving it to yourself.
Right. So in the hospitals, oftentimes they won't give you a placenta, right?
No, you have to advocate for it. You have to sign a paper for it. And usually most times when they give it back to you, they want you to take it out immediately. They don't even want anything to do with it after that.
So why is that? What do they do? What do they do with the placenta?
They be cooking.
They claim they are testing it. But I believe, especially with our placenta, they're doing more with it. They're definitely doing more with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're definitely doing more with it. So that's why I always encourage my moms, hey, even if you do not want to do placenta encapsulation, take your placenta. We can figure out there's so many different things that you can do with your placenta other than consuming it. But just take your placenta.
You consume somebody else's placenta. Like, could I give my nigga one of the pills? Like, one of these with your breakfast.
Yeah, you could. And like, I also do a tincture. So that's where I take a piece of the raw organ, put it inside like a tincture bottle with 100%, 100 proof alcohol, and it sits for 6 weeks. And after that, they can drain it and just start taking that by mouth. And that can be given to other children, like their other children, if they get sick, given to the husband, they can take it, all of the family.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm. So imagine that's why the hospital wants your placenta. They probably use it in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
All these natural things that they want to condemn is actually good for you.
Yep. Yep. Because if you look on Google, they'll say, oh, it's not safe for your placenta encapsulation. It is. Because it's like, what are you guys doing with it if it's not beneficial in some way?
That's interesting. I definitely learned something with that one. Now all these pregnant women, I'm like, are you encapsulating your placenta, girl? Can I have a piece of that? Trying to keep my skin glowing, looking youthful.
Yes.
That's where I get some bad placenta. Child. I take
is there such thing? Placenta. Is there such thing as bad placenta?
Yes. So within the hospital, they will test it. Even with when you take your placenta home, they still want to test it to see if you have like any infections, anything like that. Let's say if like you have a fever during labor and anything like that, and an infection arose, or if something happened where something was wrong with your placenta during pregnancy, they'll be able to let us know so we wouldn't be able to encapsulate it if there was an infection or anything like that inside of it.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So you can't do that type of testing when you have a home birth though, right?
It would be suggested. Home birth midwives, they do examine it. So they will examine it and do different things, and if it looks any type of way, they'll usually let me know.
Okay.
Same. Okay. All right. So I think I'm out of questions. You got anything else, AJ?
Nope. I don't know. Right. I want Black women to be safe, man.
Yes.
I want more Black women to get into home births, just holistic living all together. Y'all know I'm a whole tap, as y'all like to call me. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably going to be around time about 100. Okay.
I just call you ho.
As long as you put miss in front, bitch. Adjectives matter.
All right. So do you have any advice for our listeners if they're interested in getting a doula?
Research. Do your research. Reach out and just go for it. Trust yourself. Trust that you can do whatever it is that you put your mind to when it comes to birthing, and know that you have options. You got plenty of options.
And that's beautiful. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Susan the Birth Doula, on online www.susanthebirthdoula.com, and TikTok Susan the Birth Doula.
Mm. Oh, Susan the Birth Doula, we love you.
Thank you.
I found you on Instagram all chocolatey and smiling. Yeah. I was like, this is the bitch I want on the show right here.
Yes. I'm probably going to get to Erica Badu, so I'll probably be calling your ass when I let one of these niggas shoot the club up.
Yes, yes. Give me a call.
I'm still picking my baby daddy right now.
Give me a call.
Thank you so much, girl.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
Listen, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast at. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday 2.0. Y'all, we live now, okay? www.wetalkbackent.com. Hit us up. Check out the website. We got merchandise coming, all that good shit.
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all, please follow me. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in once again. Y'all, remember to speak now.
And never hold your motherfucking peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tanner girl, go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.